10 o'clock, it's KZOZ San Luis Obispo. Jeff and Jeremy in the morning. Online at KZOZ.com. The Travis Larson Band coming up. Let's check traffic. How are the roads?
All right, got a couple traffic hazards. Northbound 101 at South Higuera Street. It's just north of the Higuera off-ramp. There's a pedestrian in the roadway. Also, traffic hazard, not specified, northbound 101, just south of San Luis Bay Drive. That's it for KZOZ Morning Camp.
Travis Larson from the Travis Larson Band, mm-hmm. big show going on at the Clark Center. Is that tomorrow night?
It's tomorrow night, starting at 7:30. Doors are going to open up at 7. You can log on to TravisLarsonBand.com.
Interesting. He played Summerfest over the weekend. I mean, over the weekend. Over the summer, I should say. In Milwaukee. The biggest music festival in the world. We'll have to ask him about what that was like.
All right. We'll get to it. I guess he's brought some music in, too. And give you more details on this big show happening tomorrow night. 10 years. Doing their thing, the Travis Larson Band. Led Zeppelin on the way after we do some Pearl Jam. It's 93.3 KZOZ, everything that rocks. 13 minutes after 9 o'clock, tomorrow night at the Clark Center, it's the Travis Larson Band celebrating 10 years. The show's going to start at 7:30. Doors open at 7 o'clock, and tickets are just $10, student admission $5. Travis Larson Band in studio with us right now. Good morning, Travis. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Not used to somebody on that microphone.
Yeah, well, we had to get the studio all set up with all of his equipment.
And he's just trying to get me to shut up.
The simplest thing I'll forget all the time, and that would be your microphone.
I'm over here trying to defend Jessica Simpson.
What do you think her biggest problem is, Travis?
Morning, guys. I know.
Across the country.
Jeff and Jeremy.
She's going to be dead someday, and you guys are going to be saying, I've been listening to her for years. I thought she was fabulous.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Now, Jeff was playing a clip earlier where she did the Today Show's Good Morning America, and she was singing live, and she's like, I can't hear anything, but we can all hear everything. What is she talking about? Is she talking about the earpieces that go in her ears?
Yeah, well, yeah, monitors are completely different than the front of house. Uh-huh. So what everybody else hears doesn't necessarily have anything to do with what the musicians are hearing, and that's always a nightmare.
And so that's important, right?
This is a problem right here.
The real makes a southern girl with a Levi's arm and an open heart. Wish I could save the world like I was Supergirl.
That's enough of that.
Is that the good version of it?
Okay. Yeah,
I need to refresh the page. I'm
good is your judgment.
Wait, okay, hold on a second.
We can
get this to where it's... This is the beginning of her performance.
First take.
This is live TV, but I can't hear anything. Do it again. 1, 2, 3.
Oh. They sure fixed it fast, didn't they?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like she didn't ask them to fix it.
A musician, the thing that's cool about that is she has the balls to stop on live TV and say, we got to fix this because I'm not going to pull it off.
Yeah, I'm sure you've had types of issues
before. That's the thing is when you're like real green, I've been doing this for like 20 years, but when you kind of start out, you're usually too nervous to stop that kind of stuff and you just dig yourself a deeper hole as you go.
Yeah.
So what happens is
You're getting whatever the monitor guy is sending you, which could be nothing but a snare drum or a hi-hat or something.
I see.
Maybe she doesn't hear any of her vocal, all that kind of stuff. But, it's not for me to say. I'm just over
in
here.
In her case, they're defending her vocals so she can sing along, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, because she's like a pop artist. Let's face it. That's
right.
At least she's singing live. I guess she has that going for her.
So have you guys seen the footage online of Britney where they took just her vocal feed without the pitch correction and the vocal doubling?
Oh, no, but I would love
that.
It's amazing.
Love that.
Where did you see
amazing.
That? At? Do you remember?
Where did I find that? It was what's that comedy site that Will Ferrell does a bunch of stuff for?
Oh, Funny or Die.
Funny or Die. It's on there, but it's real. And it's like
raw Britney.
It's just raw, like her monitor feed, just for her voice without the pitch correction that the audience hears and all that stuff. Because they have real-time pitch correction now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So she's like, and she's singing to a doubling vocal. This is, stuff that I'm at least with my my trained expertise. I'm assessing the situation, but
you could probably kick off right away when people have their voice processed. Listen to them on a CD.
See, it's very interesting to get this kind of insight, because when I hear that clip with Jessica Simpson, not being a musician myself, I'm just thinking, why doesn't she just? She's a professional. Why doesn't she just plug along?
Right.
Get it done. Catch it's on up. National TV.
It depends on how bad it is. Yeah. Depends on what she can't hear. You know, if you couldn't hear any of the track that you're singing to, then you're.
Some would argue it was bad from the get-go, regardless of what she was hearing.
No, but not you, right?
No, not me. I'm just saying some.
Someday you're going to be saying, I've been listening to her for years.
So tomorrow night at the Clark Center, what can we expect? I mean, you guys are a trio, right?
It's going to be a big rock show, baby.
Uh-huh.
Well, you guys play a lot of Rush on the station.
Yes. You bet.
So if you're like a Rush fan, you probably dig it. Uh-huh. If you're a Joe Satriani fan, you know, we're it's a rock trio. You know, there's... big amps on either side of the stage, a drum set in the middle, we're going to rock.
Now, you just played a Summerfest, right?
Yeah, we played the Summerfest out in Milwaukee, which I had never heard of as a Californian.
Really?
But I found out that it's the biggest music festival in the world when I got there.
Did it live up to that billing?
It absolutely did. It's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh,
and
wow.
They had 11 stages. Each stage, the main stage was basically like a Concord Pavilion or something like that.
Uh-huh.
The smallest stage was 5,000 people.
Oh, wow.
And there were 11 stages. The stage we played had 7,000 people.
What's that like?
It's a lot of people.
Do you get invited to do that, or do you have to apply? How does that work?
It depends on who you are. I was lucky enough to get invited because we had some corporate backing for it through one of our endorsers, Digitech, who makes all the floor pedals I use. If you come to the show tomorrow, you'll see a lot of pedals. We do a lot of external sampling in the show and things like that because we're a trio. So, like I say, we're real Rush influenced. But they sponsored that trip, and we went out and played for a week. We did 6 days in a row, 3 to 4 sets a day.
Wow.
And like I say, the arena that we were in was 7,000 people.
Wow.
So it was a lot of exposure out there. Needless to say, I could probably go to Milwaukee and fill up a nice little bar now.
that's very really cool.
That's really cool.
Were you able to sell a lot of CDs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was very, very cool.
That's really awesome.
It kind of, you know, you go out and you tour and tour and tour in the van, and you'll hit a new town where they may or may not know you, and maybe you'll play for 12 people, maybe you'll play for a couple hundred, you know, but... you never know how it's going to go. So when you do something like that, it kind of makes up for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Now, you live out in Los Osos, is that right?
I used to. I live in Morro Bay now.
But, oh, okay.
I grew up in Los Osos. I moved up from the San Fernando Valley when I was a little kid. Best thing my parents ever did for me. Because even being a professional musician, you know, you don't have to live in the city. You can travel there. And being on the Central Coast, we're centered nicely between San Francisco and L.A. And we tour all the time anyway. We spent more time on the East Coast than we did the West Coast this year, so.
Yeah, it wasn't just Summerfest. It was a huge tour, wasn't it?
Yeah. We went out and, we flew out and we did Summerfest in June for a week, and then we flew back and did a week in California, and then we flew to Boston and toured from Boston to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got back a couple of weeks ago, done a little more in California, but basically just been, kind of home and recuperating.
What was Boston like?
Boston was, well, it's funny.
My impression of Boston is everybody's an a-hole there. Everybody's kind of got a chip on their shoulder.
it's funny because we went to a pizza place. Well, this was in Chicago, actually, right? But, the East Coast people are, you have to understand them. They're a different breed.
It's like another planet over there.
They're a different breed, yeah. We landed and we went, first thing we did, of course, is go to a pizza place.
Uh-huh.
And we pull up, you know, we've got like a 73-foot tractor trailer truck and so on this tour. So we pull up, and all these guys lumber out of this thing. It's like the circus, you know, a bunch of long hairs, a bunch of roadies. And we go into this pizza place, and there's this lady that looks exactly like Carla from Cheers.
Okay.
And she seats us, and she looks at us and goes, did you come out of that truck? Why are you here? And we're looking at her, we wanted some pizza, you know?
Is that okay?
She's like, no, why are you here? And we say, well, we're playing the Summerfest in Milwaukee. Chicago's not good enough for you? My first experience.
When you live with that many people on top of people, though, I can understand how they have no patience for anything.
Now you're getting into the real nitty-gritty, my friend.
I'm not going to waste your time or listeners' time with that. In fact,
let's just put it this way. You know, we're on, for that particular tour, we're on a very, very nice bus situation. Yeah. And those things look great for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But if you live on them for 6 weeks with 6 people, it's still a bus.
Yeah. I've been on, I don't know if you've ever been on a tour bus, but I've walked in, and it's awesome. It's beautiful. It's fancy. But then you start thinking about, you know, 6, 7, 8 guys all sleeping right here in these bunks that look like caskets.
Yeah, exactly. And you're working around, you know, everybody's got their different idiosyncrasies and their different sleeping schedules, and
you would never be able to pull this off, Jeff. No. You would be pissed. People would be snoring.
When my house isn't big enough for two people.
Needless to say,
this is not the thing for me.
This is the first time I've been up this early since June, since we flew to Boston, you know? So.
Good, I'm glad we can get you up. Now you got a whole day ahead of you.
Exactly.
Just think of all the stuff you can get done today.
It's going to be amazing.
All right, we're going to get to a quick 3-minute break. We're going to come back. We're going to hear a little bit of the Travis Larson Band. Hang tight.
Jeff and Jeremy in the morning. Live.
There we go, 9:26, Jeff and Jeremy in the morning, online, of course, at KZOZ.com, where you can find out more information about the Travis Larson Band 10-year anniversary concert. Tomorrow night, happening at the Clark Center. Don't forget, tickets are available at TravisLarsonBand.com. You can also get tickets at the door, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. All right, and they're $10?
They're $10, $5 for students, because it's a benefit for the music programs.
Oh, cool.
How long do you think you guys are going to play for tomorrow night?
A couple hours.
Oh, okay. So very
give them their money's
very
worth.
Low with your money, don't forget, once again, you can get tickets at TravisLarsonBand.com. Jump to KZOZ.com if you need more information on it right there. Here's Travis Larson, Travis Larson Band. Check it out.
Well, we're going to first prove that we're doing this live on the air. So let me first do my impression of an elephant here, because I think you guys will enjoy it.
Yes.
So,
I was worried what you're gonna do.
We're recording this, right? It needs to be on a hot key.
No, damn it! Hold on.
So we'll do a little something here. This is the first off the current record, which is Rate of Change. It's called Sticks and Stones.
Gun. There it is. Yeah. Travis Larson Band. I'm telling you what right now, Travis. That has got Top Gun written all over it. Have you ever thought about doing like soundtracks for movies or anything else? I mean, that's
so
amazing
far,
right
so far
there.
Just for surf videos.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's well, that's cool. Very cool. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, did that not have the new
amazing,
Top Gun?
Yeah.
You know they're doing another Top Gun.
Are they really?
Yeah. Unfortunately, Tom Cruise will not be in it.
Unfortunately. But Jessica Simpson will.
Yes, she probably will be
in line. Yes.
The new Maverick.
Very cool. Well, the show is tomorrow night. Give us a call now. You want tickets? We got tickets to give away.
We got tickets to give away.
And we also got some music to give away. Got some familiar CDs.
Yeah, we've got some CDs to go with the tickets.
All right. Very cool. CD ticket package. So very you know nice. What you're getting into tomorrow night.
All right. 7 o'clock. Doors open up. $10 are the tickets. $5 if you're a student. We'll give you free tickets right now. 543-3693-800-850-0093. Thanks a lot for coming by. We appreciate it, man.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me. Thanks so much.
It's amazing what you do with that guitar.
You guys are coming, right?
Yes. We'll be there.
No, I will be there. Unless I have to do, like, you know, wedding cake shopping or something like that. I don't think that's on the plan. But I'm very jealous because I'm just trying to figure out red, green, blue, and I think orange on Guitar Hero. It's my plastic Fender.
Real guitars for old people.
Right on. Travis Larson Band, tomorrow night, Clark Center. Go to TravisLarsonBand.com. Scoop on the way. It's first. It's the Scorpions. It's KTOZ. Scorpions, no one like you. It's 93.3 KZOZ, everything that rocks. Travis Larson Band tomorrow night at the Clark Center in AG, TravisLarsonBand.com. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Roger.
Hey, Roger. How you doing, man?
Good. How you doing?
Pretty amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, awesome.
Travis is right here. You got tickets to the show tomorrow night. You and a friend, your wife, your girl, whatever the case is. Plus, we're going to get you the CD.
Sweet.
You got to come rock out, Roger.
Very nice.
Rock and Roger. Rock and Roger.
Rock and Roger. Hang on the line here. We'll get you set to go. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
It's Jerry from Fitch Cliff Auto House.
What's up, Jerry? How you doing today, man?
Doing all right. Say, what did I win?
You won tickets to go see
was you listening,
Travis Larson Band.
You're making Travis feel bad here. Yeah, but Jerry's going to give me a deal on car work, right? You're going to do that, Jerry?
Do I now?
Can you give Travis a deal on car work?
Car work.
He doesn't listen at all. Not even when you're talking to him live, he can't hear.
What I win. Hold on a second, Jerry. We'll tell you what you want.
All right, geez. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Tony.
Tony, congratulations. You're a winner, too. We got a pair of tickets for you to go see Travis Larson Band tomorrow night, their 10-year anniversary show, okay?
Okay.
All right, and we'll also get you the CD as well. And thanks a lot for coming in today, guys.
Does it feel good to be home? It's awesome to be home, but you know, it's the same old thing. When you're out there, you want to come home. When you're home, you want to get back out there, you know?
Well, it's always the way. Be out there and at home.
Exactly.
So
it's the best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds.
Very cool to watch these
guys
perform.
You know something we didn't mention? We're giving away like $2,500 worth of free music gear tomorrow.
Really? Oh, that's right. Yeah. You know what? I saw that you guys are doing a raffle.
Everyone going is eligible to win, and they can up their chances $1 a raffle ticket, and it all goes to the school music program.
Oh, that's really cool.
You can get the tickets there when you show up at 7?
Exactly.
All right, make sure you get there early to get a good seat.
But we're giving away a guitar, a wireless system for guitar, a bunch of Digitech effects like the ones I'm playing through right now.
Is it Ernie Ball and Digitech? And
Ernie Ball is giving away some stuff.
Okay, cool.
A bunch of people. Awesome. Ernie Ball, Digitech, Electro Voice, some drum companies that Dale deals with, Sabian and Gibraltar, giving away some drum stuff. So if you play music in any kind of fashion, come to the show and walk away with something free.
Or if you have somebody, you know, Christmas is coming up.
Yeah, exactly.
You have somebody in your family that plays music in any kind of fashion.
You are getting older. You're like already thinking ahead to Christmas.
I know. It's time for Halloween.
All right. Thanks a lot. Check it out. TravisLarsonBand.com tomorrow night at the Clark Center. It all gets underway at 7 o'clock. We got a quick break. We're going to be back. Lindsay will tell us what's coming up in the scoop before we get out of here.
Jeff and Jeremy in the morning. Live, local, and everything that rocks on 93.3 KZOZ.
Rocking the casual. 93.3 KZOZ, everything that rocks. Jeff and Jeremy, Lindsay Duke, and time for Celebrity Scoop. We're a little late today.
A little late.
Cramped with some pretty damn good music. Travis Larson Band, don't forget tomorrow night, Clark Center. And doors at 7, show at 7:30. Plus, you can win a bunch of cool stuff. Get yourself some raffle tickets. Only like a buck. Very easy. All right, Britney Spears. Are we going to start with Britney Spears?
Yeah.
Should we first start off with what Travis Larson was talking about? Did we find that?
I think we should. I'm sorry, my headphones have gotten caught up in my, and I can't hear a word you guys are saying. And
by the way, Chiba's joining us.
Beauty of live radio.
Morning.
Hi, Chiba.
She's got some headphones over there.
A huge Britney Spears fan. She wears,
are you?
She wears her Britney Spears shirt
totally.
All the time.
I had a feeling.
I'm like the president of her
but
fan
it's like,
club.
What about Jessica Simpson? You love her too, so it's kind of hard. Don't you feel
so
a little torn?
It's okay. Like Battle of the Blondes.
What we were talking about earlier was Travis Larson found some video of Britney Spears where you just hear her vocals, none of the
in concert.
Yeah, none of the enhancing vocals, none of the stuff that's in-house, yeah. Only what comes directly off of her microphone. This is a professional singer, okay?
Well, I guess you would classify it as
that. Yeah, no tighter than that.
And when a girl is
with one,
sounds good.
Oh, oh my she's God. In control.
Listen to this one coming up.
She loves me. Hollywood girl.
No,
oh,
come on.
God.
Lindsay, you could be a singer.
I know.
You could have a pop career. Oh my God, she would get booed out of a karaoke bar.
Okay,
totally.
The thing is that
totally booed out of a karaoke bar.
If Jessica Simpson couldn't hear herself on Good Morning America, this girl probably can't hear herself. And she's dancing around. That's really hard to do.
Then don't bill yourself as a singer.
Are you really
dance.
That's the
like,
thing.
Back
I don't think
her?
I'm sorry.
I don't think she bills herself as a singer. She's
exactly.
An entertainer. You don't buy her albums to hear her hit those high notes.
That
you buy Christina or whatever.
Dance.
She's like the total package.
That.
Because she dances her singing songs.
You know who does have a great voice?
Sounded like it.
Madonna doesn't have a great voice, and she's been around for what, like,
Okay, listen, way too much effort
in
the room. Everybody just step back. All right.
I went to settle down for this one. She definitely has never claimed to be a great singer Christina, Jessica, all those chicks that
right.
Oh my God.
No, trust me.
That just like burned my ear.
That
drums.
I mean, compared to what you hear, you know, off of her,
you're lucky she
off
even
of her overproduced
for
albums.
You bastard.
Yeah. Or even what you hear live when it's produced. That is night and day compared to that.
That's good stuff. Now I know what I'm using for the soundtrack for my haunted house that I'm having this Halloween.
That's hilarious. Kids run screaming from down the block.
How you want it to be? Tell me, baby.
All right, we gotta get to. Okay,
That's really funny.
Now you said there's a lot of drug use.
Well, here's the thing. So, Britney Spears and Jamie Lynn Spears' mother is releasing her tell-all book today. It's called Through the Storm, a lot of it focusing on Britney's breakdown, but also talking about her younger years.
Mm-hmm.
Younger than this, talking about she first started drinking when she was 13, started doing drugs at 15. And I'll let you know that Britney Spears came famous around 14, 15 when she was, like, claimed to be a virgin. She lost her virginity at 14. To an 18-year-old boyfriend.
It's talking diva.
Which is amazing, because it's like, why even in the first place say you're a virgin? Like, we don't care.
Right.
But to claim, Justin Timberlake coming out and saying that, no, I had sex with her?
Yeah.
You don't understand.
I kind of judged him for that, but now I'm judging her.
You don't understand why she came out and said she was a virgin. It's because it's the whole untouched thing. It makes her more...
Package.
Marketing.
Yeah, it makes her more desirable, if you will.
But, I mean, Christina Aguilera didn't have to do that.
Can you rewind it one more?
I guess she has the voice, though.
Right, exactly. She's got talent.
How old was she, according to her mother, in this book?
14.
Wow.
Dumb to an 18-year-old.
Slut.
That's a freshman in high school.
Because I'm a sweet young girl. Nothing ever gets really done about it.
Who tells you you're a sweet young girl? Your mother? No one else is viewing you that way, honey.
Wow.
No,
we have just destroyed Britney Spears. Not that she hasn't been destroyed before.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah.
I would like for them to leave me alone.
All right. Chiba.
So
up today.
Book, it's out today. The book is out today, by the way, Lindsay.
Yeah, that's what it said on Prezi Hilton.
Wow.
She's going to be on Larry King Live on September 24th.
I bet you it's a bestseller, too. People are amazed
with
this
story. Oh, for sure. I would love to read about
this. Interested.
We're such a dork.
Mm-hmm. You have to realize that we're people.
1993, good year
that
today.
Makes it less 93 fun,
in the rewind, which
it
means
is.
Our movie trivia.
The movie trivia should be good
from
too.
1993 this year.
Okay.
By the way, I was listening yesterday.
Jeez.
What the hell are you doing over there, Jeff? Jeff's playing all this.
The band's going crazy.
All right.
Travis, calm down.
I did get the War Games yesterday.
Yeah? You like that one?
And do you remember the name of the big computer that they had?
Whopper.
The Whopper, yes.
W-H-O-P-R, wasn't it?
Yes, W-H-O-P-P-R, wasn't it?
Was it two P's? I don't remember.
I don't know.
We're getting tired.
I thought it was two P's.
Burger King mic on test.
Yesterday, we were talking about the movie clip.
Right.
It was War Games.
Right.
And remember, it was Dabney Coleman. And he was in charge of the Whopper. And apparently the Whopper ran the world.
Was it Matthew Broderick in War Games?
Yeah.
Yes. And Ali Sheedy.
Would you like to play
Breakfast Club?
Another game?
A game.
What's in 93? What's the movie?
Ooh, okay. So some of the big movies from 93 were Jurassic Park.
By the way, do you know that's playing at the Rewind on the Fremont?
Yes,
Tuesday?
I did see that. I'm very excited for the Rewinds coming up.
Do you agree that every Jurassic Park is just as good as the last one or the next one?
No.
Like, I thought they were all amazing.
First one was the best.
How many did they make?
What's wrong with you?
No, the third one? Oh, awful.
It was
great.
That was the Vince Vaughn one, right?
Oh, Jesus. Is he?
Was he in that one?
I don't know.
So with the pterodactyl, they get in the birdcage?
2001. No, that's retarded. Only the first one's good.
I agree. Just the first one.
Don't try this at home.
All right. Once again, too much estrogen in the room.
Sorry, I had an NFT for that. Okay,
Jeff, continue.
Oh, yeah. That's the other 93 movies. The Firm, Schindler's List, and Decent Proposal. Cliffhanger.
Let's not do Schindler's List. That's just kind of
depressing. That's kind of a downer. We don't like to go there.
Cliffhanger.
Sleepless in Seattle. Yeah.
Right.
These are good year.
Decent year
and I have
movies,
two ready to go. I can't decide which one I'm going to do.
Terminator 2 93 as well?
It wasn't one of the top 10 grossing films of the year. Couldn't have been.
It must have been 92.
Yeah.
Must have been 92.
All right. Well, today, noon, 93.
Yep.
Get ready to win whatever you're winning today. I know you had Black Crowes tickets. That's
not
over.
Doing that. I got some KZZ prizes, CDs, or T-shirts.
All right.
Fun stuff. Is there a duck?
WTF.
That's a sick crow.
They sound like ducks, so there you go.
Okay, now we're stretching. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I hate the ducks, F the ducks.
GNR and Bad Company and Chiba coming up. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Jeff and Jeremy in the morning. Live.